with a lot of the branches and debris removed, parts of the town are almost looking like they did beforehand. But then if you look a bit closer, what you see is that there are a lot of houses and buildings without roofs. There are power lines that are still being put back up again. And there are a lot of people who are still living in temporary accommodation. So although things are moving along remarkably well for a two-week period, we clearly have a long way to go.
And even now, 2 weeks later, 80% of homes are without power, and therefore there's no water. The Water Board has described it as a crisis. How serious could the water situation get before the power is fixed?
The good news is that figure of 80% is down now to 70%, because with the 10 line workers that have come in and are assisting the very hard-working Tonga Power line workers, as well as 5 industrial strength generators, they are making real inroads into addressing the power problem. Clearly, it is a big issue, as you say. Power is important for food security, for health, for water. I don't know that we're yet at a, as you say, a crisis situation, although I haven't been advised of that directly. But the priority is definitely getting the power back on as quick as possible, because that's going to lead to so many other things.
So what are the other priorities to speed the recovery?
In these early days, there's a need for people to have shelter. That's why we've brought in so many shelter kits. 200 houses were destroyed, and in total 2,000 houses were damaged in some way. So tarpaulins and tents are very important. Of course, health is an issue. We had a dengue outbreak in Tonga just before the cyclone, and so with pools of water sitting around, there is always that risk that could take off. So one of the things that we've done is also bring in dengue test kits. 1,000 dengue test kits have come in as part of our supplies so that we can test people for dengue as well. So yes, health, shelter are always important in those early days, and water. And then I guess in coming weeks, more and more the focus will be on food as well. A number of crops were destroyed in the cyclone or damaged. And so although the market still have fresh fruit and veggies available, not as many as you would normally see.
And long term, just how much focus will be required to ensure continued development on Tongatapu?
Look, I think it's going to be a big rebuild for Tonga, and I think many schools were impacted and lots of infrastructure. We had a New Zealand and Australia assessment team come in last week and did an assessment of all the schools on Tongatapu, and I think there's a very high proportion, something like half the schools have suffered damage in some way. So there is a big rebuild ahead, and we're going to move from this early recovery phase where people's health and welfare and well-being are a prime focus to, I guess, the focus of where it'll be about rebuilding. I think to remember that Tonga had not had a severe tropical cyclone since 1982, and some of the old timers are saying that this, the one we've just had, Geith, was bigger than Cyclone Isaac in 82. And so this is an opportunity now for, as things are rebuilt, for things to be rebuilt even stronger. Scientists are telling us that tropical cyclones are going to be more and more, going to be more of them in the Pacific. And so I think one of the things that Tonga will be focused